You lied about your age?
No, sir.
Just patriotic duty perks? There were lies, and then there were lies. Polly shifted awkwardly. Would quite like to find out what's happened to my brother Paul, sir, she said.
Ah, yes.
Lieutenant Blouse's face, not a picture of happiness to begin with, suddenly bore a hunted look.
Paul Perks, sir, Polly prompted.
I'm not really in a position to know, Perks, said Blouse. I was working as I was engaged in special work back at headquarters. Obviously, I don't know all the soldiers, Perks. Older brother, is he?
Yes, sir. Joined the ins and outs last year, sir.
And have you any younger brothers? Said the lieutenant.
No, sir.
Ah, well, that's something to be thankful for at any rate, said Blouse.
It was a strange thing to say.
Polly's brow wrinkled in puzzlement.
Sir? She said.
And then she felt an unpleasant sensation of movement. Something was slipping slowly down the inside of her thigh.
Anything the matter, Perks?
Said the lieutenant, catching her expression.
No, sir. Just a bit of cramp, sir. All the marching, sir.
She clamped both hands around one knee and edged backwards toward the door.
I'll just go and see to your supper, sir.
Yes, yes, said Blouse, staring at her leg.
Yes, please.
End of CD 2.